Okay, Shalom Abracha and Mazel and Bracha. It's Thursday night. We're going to learn the Mayim Beis HaSheva on Vayigash, which happens to be the Bar Mitzvah Sedra of the Mayim Beis HaSheva, Zatzal. And we're going to learn the Mayim Beis HaSheva. But before we start that, everyone I'm sure knows that Sunday is a Ta'anis, one of the six major Ta'anisim that we, the Am Yisrael, remembered it and practiced it for the last 2,000 years. It's called the Asarah B'Teves, the shortest of all the daytime fast. You know the six fast days. And we know how to remember them, don't we? Black, white, man, woman, long, short. Black is Tisha B'Av, white is Yom Kippur. Man is Gedalia, and woman is Esther. And long is the longest daytime fast, which is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. We're not talking about the Tisha B'Av, which is a 24-hour. The longest daytime fast is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and the shortest is this daytime fast, next Sunday, when the days are probably the shortest of the year. And there's other ways to remember it also. We learned that on the Chanukah here. It says in Parshas Vayishlach, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael gid hanoshe. And since it says lo yochlu, not eating, so in the pasuk is a hint for the days you can't eat. Gid hanoshe tells us the days you can't eat. Gimel, Yud, Dalet, Esyid rather. Aleph, Tov, Gimel, Yud, Dalet. That's five letters, which we're going to hint to six fast days. Aleph is Esther. Tov is Tisha B'Av. Gimel is Gedalia. Yud is Yom Kippur. And Yud B'Teves. Dalet is Chodesh Revi'i, which is Tammuz. And what day in Tammuz? Well, Gid. Gimel Yud Dalet is 17. Shavuot B'Tammuz. So anybody who wants to hear these 10 questions of Asarah B'Teves should go back this week to Tuesday night Shir at the seminary. You'll hear it on the Kol HaLashon, and you'll see the 10 questions and the 10 answers on Asarah B'Teves. And now let's go into the Mayim Beis HaSheva and talk about a certain subject. Here we're at Mem Hei Chav Beis in Vayigash. L'Kulam Nosan Le'ish, to every one of them, when the brothers went back to get the father, and Yosef had already revealed himself. He gave each one, chalipos tamolos, exchange of garments. Why? Garments? Why didn't he give him gold or silver or something else? Because he sent his police, which one-man police, which happens to be the head of his household called Menashe. And they didn't know that. And he, when they left town the next morning after the big party where Yosef and the 11 brothers intoxicated themselves, he planted his gevia, his long drinking cup, into the bag of the youngest as a frame job, and to see if they would put their life out for another child of Rachel, like they didn't do 22 years ago. And they had some animosity to the father because he loved Rachel more than the other wives, and Rachel had borne Yaakov, Yosef, and Binyamin. And we know what they did to Yosef. So let's see if there would be most in nefesh for Binyamin. So when he saw Binyamin with them, why didn't he say, okay, now I know you're honest people, and I'm very sorry? No, because they thought they had kidnapped him and told him not to say a word, otherwise they'd kill him. So they didn't know if Binyamin went on his own accord or not. He will put them to the ultimate test. And Yehuda then stood up, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and Yehuda has threatened the king of Egypt, Yosef and Pharaoh, and said, if you don't release him, I'll destroy you and the king and the Egyptian army and the whole country. Because two of our young men, when we were 12 years old, we wiped out a whole city of Shechem. So you better listen up now, sir, because this is as far as it's going to go. No more games, no more tricks, no more frame jobs. This is ends right here. So he was ready to be, he was Moser Nefesh. He was ready to be Moser Nefesh in both worlds, this world and the world to come. because he had sworn to the father that he will bring the boy back alive. And then he actually took it upon himself to represent the rest. That's why from Yehuda comes Malchus. And he gave them all. So Binyamin, they found the Gevira and Binyamin. They all tore their clothes because they knew that Binyamin didn't steal it, but it's a Gezeirah min Hashemayim. And that was one reason they tore it. Number two, they said, in whom the Gevira will be found will die. And they know that was a terrible error that their father had said the same thing, and therefore Rachel died earlier than anybody else, because he said to Laban, anyone who stole your truffle will die. He didn't have a clue it was Rachel. And there could have been one of the goyim that he worked for him, and a goyim's chayv misa on any one of the seven shevmitz b'nei Noach. They have misa. And a Jew doesn't die for stealing. So he didn't think it was Rachel, but since he said it, she died before anyone else. So now they took Kriya because they had just declared death on their brother Binyamin. And it comes out that whatever you say, watch out what you say, because it happened that all the brothers lived 120 or more, except Yosef, who lived 110, and Binyamin lived 115, less than all the brothers except Yosef. All right, so therefore they tore their clothes, right? Hulam dosan ish chalipos samolos. He gave 300 coins, silvers, and 5 chains of clothes. Why 5? Does he want to start up the old jealousy again, the old animosity? No. Their one garment set of garments for each one was worth the 5 cheek sets he gave to Binyamin. How do you know that? Because Khalifos, the first time, is with above. That means they had expensive outfits. And Binyamin had Khalifos without a bob, cheaper, so the 5 equal to 1. Therefore, why did he give him 5? Because Yosef was a Navi, and he knew that from Yamin would come Mordecai. Mordecai came from Shaul, who came from Binyamin, and he would walk in front of the king, Levush Malchus, and with lavish garments. So in this week's Sedra, Samolos is not Begodim, it's better than Begodim, it's Samolos. Something that a Moshe will wear, a ruler. Samolo, Shin Mem Lamed, Mem Shin Lamed, Moshe. That's why Tagum Unkar translated Levush, like the English word lavish. Mordechai Hoyer, he walked before the king, but Levush Malchus. And Pharaoh put on Yosef, Levush Malchus, also a lavish garment. And why did he give him 5? Because in Yamin, Mordechai will walk in front of the king, it says in Megillah Esther, with 5 types of types of garments. And what's the 300 silver? It says in the Gemara that if you sell your Jewish slave to a guy, they can fine you 10 times to what his value is. And in Gemara, and Erechin tells you that a Jewish slave is worth 30 silver, so 10 times 30 is 300. That's why he gave Binyamin 300, because he didn't benefit Binyamin at the sale of Yosef, so they benefited from some money. He wasn't there, therefore he has to be compensated. Not all what I told you just now is not the Mayim. That's just the introduction. Let's learn the Mayim. Chazal is telling us in Megillah Tezayin, Omra Binyamin Bayefes, Remez Gomazlo, Yosef was hinting to him, Shosilo Ben, the safety man of Yosef, and the Hamel of the Chamisha Lubushim Malchus, that from Binyamin, well, to convince you will come Shaul and Mordechai, that will Shaul first, then Mordechai, because Mordechai was the time of Esther, that was the beginning of the second bias, and Shaul was the beginning of the first bias, even before the first bias, before there was a bias. Five lavish garments, Shinema and Esther Ches, Mordechai Yosef B'Zeh HaMelech B'Levush Malchus, Tehelet with a blue garment, Bechur and a white garment, Ater Zov Gedolo, a large golden, looks like a crown, and Tachrit Butz, a composition of some kind of a linen, Bagaman and purple. If you look at the simple meaning of the pasuk, he shetachrich, who shetachrich, what is this thing? Tachrich butz, shetachrich. Who beggars him is atzen bo, that you wrap yourself around with it. Who he nasu mishnei minim. It's made from two species, butz va'agomon, Boots, linen, and purple wool. That's Shabbos. That's boots is linen and purple wool, which is wool and linen. It's a hakan that you wear as a shatnas. It's an issa deraisa, just like eating a piece of chaza. Ochlin, ulam, pizza, but according to this, yosa hacheshman, shahu, lovash rak, medal, begotten. But oh, hey, it looks like it was four begotten, not five. Yesh lama shehechrech hagamorim, who sheim hoya hat tachrich, it must have been a composite garment. Beget echo shenimser shalavash Mordechai. This one beget that Mordechai wore, Mordechai tzadik was shatnes. Shahari butz metagaminon kisuno linen. Agomon is wool, purple wool. Amro, agomon is amro. So mizeh kayim leilra. Therefore mizeh kiyim leilra ben yomin ba yefes shnei begadim nifrodim hoyu. They were two separate garments. I can wear a woolen jacket with a linen shirt. I can wear, can't be in the same garment. You want to be machmir? That's your business. But you can't wear two winter lul linen, the woven or sewn or stitched together. But I can wear a linen shirt with a woolen jacket. And the a smooth linen shirt that doesn't have any fibers hanging out that might intertwine with the wool. A proper jacket that has no loose threads and a shirt, what's wrong with that? Yes, v'shnei begodim defrodim hoyu tachrich echad shel butz, tachrich echad shel agomon. V'ayin shom hecheshvan shelovash chamish begodim. There were five, not six. There were not six and not four. There were five. Look at the number here. Chelev is one, chur is two, ater zov gedol, a big large golden crown, is number three, tachrich butz is four, and agomon is five. So it's not Takibutz Agomon. It's Takibutz and Agomon. All right, that takes care of that. Now, a little bit of Yisholach Kazos. And Yosef sent to his father like this, Asor Chamorim, 10 male donkeys, no sin betu Mitzrayim, and then 10 more females with more stuff, so 20 donkeys. Omer Chazal, my mitu, by the way, he never sent them any donkeys, if you look at Rashi. He sent them wagons, horse-drawn wagons, that would pull the load of 20 donkeys. But why did he say it like this? Because of the fact that they came with donkeys, and they're going to tell them that they used to, measure how much load you have. They say 10 donkeys, 20 donkeys, like you have horsepower, 200, 300, 500 horsepower. There's no horses in a car, but at what a horse will pull. Same thing here, 20 donkeys load is, who knows, a big one wagon pulled by horses. So, Amr Chazal, my Mutov Mitzrayim, what is the best things of Egypt? Amr Ben Yom, by Yefes, Amr Rav Elozer, Sholak Lo Yayin Yoshon, the old wine. Shadat Kenim Nehenem, hey man, the mind of old people enjoy it, you know why? Because the only thing that gets better with age, only thing that gets better is old person and old wine. It gets better with age. So it doesn't think he drank it. He wouldn't drink Stam Yenim. He just sent him a bottle of very old whiskey as a symbolism. We honor age here. He was a drunkard, drinker. I mean, these tzaddikim are very small, very weak attachment to pleasures. He's a drinker. Shosholach lo Yosef. Lo Yosef sent him. Why? Here he said, lo Ovid, Yosef sent. And the Matub Mitzrayim, that means wine. So, Chatz Shon, Mesuba Yain, you think your father's a drunk? Shesholach Le Yosef Masra, Asorach Hamorim, 10 donkeys loads of wine? Oh, gosh, we have another problem. Shahari HaTzadikim, Amayit in Tanugehem, Beolam Hazem, Tzadikim minimize their Tanugehem, the pleasures in this world. They do just enough minimum to survive. Why is he sending something that old men like, which is whiskey or wine? Why does he tell them, send them things, enjoyment things of old men? Do you think the Yaakov needs pleasures? A spoiled person? That he needs pleasures? Oh, yes, lion. We have to think about another thing about Masha Nikra Yain, Tov Mitzrayim. Why is the wine called the best thing of Egypt? Shemishmo'o, Shemashmo'o, from the way you sound, Shizehu Hadov Hakito B'Mitzvayim, it seems to be the most important thing in Egypt, the wine. Ismaho, this is a question. Hine Yidu, it's known, Shekaimu Ho'ovos, the forefathers kept, it's called a Torah. Everything. Ah, Shelo Nidno Afilo Esuri Rabbonim. They did not even miss a later would be an Isid Rabbonim. They didn't miss that. Ah, Shelo Nidno Afilo Esuri Rabbonim. They kept everything. All the Mitzvot Rabbonim, like, even like Erev Tavshilin, as we know from another Gemara. Im Kain, Yeshul Hitzbone, we have to think about this. Lama L'Sholach Lo Yayin. Why wine? Hello, Yimone Milishtoso. We are there's later Isurim Barabonim to drink Yayin Stam Yainim. Even if it's not used of Arizor, it's called Stam Yainim as opposed to Yayin Nesech, which is certainly also Midraisa. But Stam Yainim is Abonim. Like Kol Ponim Shum Stam Yainim, yeah. So it's always kept even Abonim. So what do you think? Was it drink this stuff? Muchad Shebeni Muslim Mitzrayim Vayishonim. But there is. You have to say there must be an old folk way amongst Egyptians. Lo nischu yain l'avodah zor shelhem. They never poured out avodah zor to their gods. They didn't do that thing. They didn't practice yain nesach, which enkei b'shar umos other nations did it. L'chein nikra tuv. That's why it's called the best part of Mitzrayim. Tuv Mitzrayim. Shebedover zeh hoyu nikiyim. From this, they were clean. They did not use the yayin in their avodah zorah service. V'lo hoyu shayach l'Yisrael yayin. There's no reason then to forbid it. Mishum gezeros menoseim shohar. That's why we forbid wine, because you get too friendly, and then you marry his daughter, and he marries your daughter. That's why they forbade all yayin, and pak akum, and gvinas akum, and all that, because of the chitun, marriage. But these people didn't practice yayin nefach. Because there was nobody, it's not forbidden for these Jews to marry Egyptians, only Canaanim not. In fact, the Canaanim was only for Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, not for the sons. They married. Who do you think the sons of the 12 Shvatim's wives were? Some say they were twin sisters. That's one opinion. Some say they married to Umos, their soul sisters, the Cananios, who they converted. Only for the Abbas was it Asa. Yeah. Shehut to Oslehem Benos Ordez. There's no Yisrael Chitun. Zed Dover Shadat the King of Meloshin. This is what the old people would appreciate. Meloshin Zokim Yoshebi Seba, the Yeshiva, an old man who's learning at Talmud Chacham. He understands that there's no Yain Nesach practiced by Egyptians. That old men appreciate this. They understand that this country, send them wine. This is the one thing we don't do. The Egyptians do not use wine in their religious services. And he appreciated that. Which means there's the intermarriage is not a problem down here. Because you won't. There's no Easter of keeping away from the yayin because the goyim don't do that. They won't socialize with wine. And usually these marriages and close relationships are made by over-alcoholic drinks. A lot of other big averas come from just let's have a little drink. Kolom shazikni yashar nochin midover hamenuko mishemen iser. The zikni yashar, the elders of the gate were enjoyed. They were clean from anything that is even a tainted of Easter. Behaving Yosef understood that the brothers are depressed. But very much Al Kirosa that they sold him 22 years ago. He says, "Ato al tiatsu, don't aggravate yourself. Don't have any atzvus depression." What it says in the Hillel Kuf Dalid, wine gladdens the heart of man. Wine, whiskey, and alcoholic beverages makes you feel. Most men puts them in a good spirit. It's a billion-dollar industry. Obviously, people drink it and they like it, right? Sholach Yaakov asar chamorim. So Sholach li Yaakov sent to Yaakov asar chamorim the load of 10 donkeys and 20 donkeys altogether, but 10 of them carrying the wine. She eats in the cold water. They should give it to all the children. They shouldn't be depressed. and the whole family, the Hafik Mahem Tsar, to drive away the Tsar Hatsus of depression. They were big tzaddikim. They were very, very, very sorry they sold their brother. And they were Choshevik Shadim. That was their sorry for that. And they talked Lashon Hara about him. And they were, and his son, his sister, they had sinna, and they were choshed him, and they sold him, a lot of Averas. In Shinema, it says in Mishle, Tenu Shechar Le'oved, give strong drink to an Oved, that means an oval. Yain Le'mori Nefesh, and wine to a bitter person, makes them feel better. Yeah. You know Shechar, comes from the word Shikar. You know what Shechar is as opposed to wine? When you take a grape and squeeze it, that's called yain. We call that grape juice. And when it ferments, it's called sheikhar. Don't even think for a second about beer. That was invented in modern times, 800 years ago. So sheikhar means wine that is fermented, that makes you shikar. Because grapes and wine is the same thing, except the difference is about 6 months. All right. Seems to be here that he sent 10 donkeys with wine, one donkey for every person, for every brother, was wine. Then Yaman didn't need it. It was not involved in the Mechira originally. Let's take a look at the next thing. They came back and told the father, oh, Yosef, Chai Yosef is still living. Yofeg Libo in his heart failed to be completely convinced. Pegimo, there was a pegimo in the trust. It was not 100% trust. Kilohem in Lohem, because he did not believe them 100%. Because 22 years ago, he told me he's dead. Now he's alive. How did that happen? So therefore, they told a fib once. So, that's what Gemara says, once you're a badoi, I don't tell the truth. It's hard to believe you, even if you tell the truth. Yofog libo, pug, yifog, pug tamo. It says that when you take wine and dilute it with water, you mefagin tamo, you make a pagimo, a fault in the taste. But your pagimo, his heart had a fault. It did not be convinced 100%. He was like 50-50. He doesn't believe, he says he didn't believe them 100%. And he said, oh, Yosef Chai, Lohem, and I didn't believe. Kol Divrei Yosef, when they told him all the story, all the words of Yosef, they believed him. Ooh, why? We'll get to that in a minute, because he sent them. He said certain things you got to tell my father. Then he knew Yosef, that their father wouldn't believe him. And now he said, it says to Chumash, exactly what I tell you, say exactly these words. And the words that Yosef told him to say, that convinced the father, because no one would know what Yosef is talking about except the father and him, because when they departed, they were talking about a subject in Torah that nobody in the world knew except them two. Let's take a look. But Yofeg Libo, his heart, like Hirsch says, refused to become exhilarated, because if you believe something 95%, you're not really fully convinced. Because he didn't believe him 100%. He died love and he spoke to them as called the Rey Yosef. All the words of Yosef, exactly what Yosef told them to say. I should give him that he spoke to them. The Irish are gullus, and he saw the wagons. I should show up to Yosef, the Yosef sent. That says also to carry him. The Chibruch Yaakov Avim, and the Yaakov's spirit was rejuvenated, which means he had Ruach HaKodesh again, and the Vua. Oh, now wait a minute. Sholach Yosef? I thought Pharaoh sent it. So the whole discussion, Pharaoh sent four strong wagons with the Avodah Zorah of that country emblazoned on it, and he burnt it out. He told the son to burn out the emblem, and then he told them along the way, get rid of the horses and put on calves. We'll see that in a minute. He didn't believe them. They only said, oh, Yosef, he's still living. They hid from him. They should have said, well, he's chai. You know why he's living? Because we sold him. We didn't kill him. That they didn't say. He didn't believe them. They said, oh, Yosef, chai. Why didn't you say the whole thing? We did not kill him. We're sorry we lied to you. He's still living. Why don't you say that part? True, he's living. You know why? That you didn't kill him. But you said to your father you did. Oh, Joseph, they hid from him. Indian Amachiro, that he was sold. We didn't kill him. We didn't sell him. Why didn't they say, yes, we sold him. We didn't kill him. That's number one. He's living. And number two, you know what we did? We sold him. Why didn't you say that part? Oh, Joseph, they hid from him. Indian Amachiro, that they sold him. Akain odlo nekar hadover sheker shel akain lo odlo nekar. It wasn't dug up yet. Hadover sheker shel hakar no hakson is benchol. Do you recognize the grove of your garment? He said, Torov, Torov, Yosef, my son is torn up. He made the assumption, Yaakov. Come, Omar Rabbi Shimon, Avos, Rab Noman, not Rab Nosson, so Perik Lavin, Tach Onishel Batoi. This is the punishment of a liar, a shakron. Shafil Dover Emes, he tells 100% truth. Ain't Shomun, though you don't listen to him. She came to the scene of the Babon Shil Yaakov. We find that the children of Yaakov, Shekizvu, Rabim, they deceived their father, the Tchilo, Hemilam, then he believed them. The beginning, he took the son of Yosef, he should do, Seir Izim, they cut, and they slaughtered a doe, Seir Izim, a goat, because goat blood tastes like, it smells like human blood. He recognized it. Yomer, Kassonis, Benid, this is my son's Kassonis. Abel Macharon, Leidon, Abel Mishadibro, Emes. They say the truth that he's living, didn't believe him. They told him, Lamor, oh, Yosef Chai. He didn't believe him 100%. Still not. He didn't still believe him 100%. Then they understood, Shift they called these 12, these 11, these 10, Shift they called God's Shoftim, Shevikisui Pesheim. When you cover your sin, lo yatzlichu, you will not be successful. If they would have told him that we sold him, he would have believed them. See, shebekisoy pesheyem lo yatzlichu. You cover your sin, you'll never be matzliach. For eitzah hayichid, the only eitzah left advice, he saper lo kol inyon hamechiro, all about the sale. How did he get to Mitzrayim? Who sold him to the Ishmaelim? How was he sold? Was he just Hefker? And a few days after you put him in a pit, somebody found him? Or did you sell him? And to ask for the father, Shalicha Mechila. They didn't do that. Oh, the Dabi Levis called. Then they had to speak all to Yosef. Because Yosef told them to say, spill the beans and tell the details. Shinamar, Ani Yosef, say this. Achicham, your brother, Shemachat, Mitzrayim. You sold me to Mitzrayim. And tell this to the father. It was him and him then who believed them. But since they didn't say that, he didn't believe them. Now we understand, Masha Omri Chazal, in Bereshis Rabbam, Al Chosim Yaris HaKolos, you saw the wagons, Ashir Sholach Yosef and Yosef sent, Omrahem, Yosef said to his brothers, Im Yamin Lochem, Havi Mutav, if he believes you're good. Im Lav, if not Atam Omrlo, you tell him, Vishosh Varashti Memcho, when I left you, Lo, didn't we learn the parsha of Egla, which sounds like Agola wagon? Didn't we learn about Egla Rupa? That is the Indian of when you find a Jewish body, you don't know who killed him. You measure from the nose of the body to the closest city, and you go to that city and you tell the elders, was this a guest in your town? Did you take care of him, treat him nicely? Did you send him off on his way with food and chizuk and encouragement? Maybe you didn't, and therefore when the attacker came, he felt no self-value and no self-confidence. He didn't fight back with all his might, therefore he was killed, because maybe you didn't make him feel like a chashuv of a person. Maybe you sent him out of town without food. We were learning Egla Rupa. It says over there, V'yaris HaGolos, that he ruach, he saw that golos, and his spirit was rejuvenated. Perish. She also amalehem. She is sapru el aviv. You tell your father, kol hash hislab his hashtalshulus. The whole sequence of events. Not that I'm just living. That's not enough. How did I get here? They didn't find me. Something hefker. You sold me. You put me in a pit and you were mocking me. Then you pulled me out. You had to pull me out. Because to sell something, you have to own it. Therefore, by Mashiach, you pull out the person from a pit, you re-own him. Because you put him in a pit, he's Hefker. You have a right to purchase anything from Hefker. Anything in the street, the first person that grabs it, it's his. You have to repurchase him and own him. Then you can sell him to Yishmael. You sold me. El Yaakov, all these sequence events, and then you should ask for chain and charm. He should like you and forgive you. About them, Sholach Remez Liyakov. Therefore, he sent a hint to him that maybe they're tricking him again. Maybe they're fooling him again. He's really not living. They just want to fool the old man. How do you know he's living? What's the 100% validated proof that Yosef is still living? Sholach Remez Yaakov Pasha is Egla Rufo. It says in the Pasha, Egla Rufo, Shazakenim Omrim, look and show them, Yodenu Lashofagos Adom Hazeb. Our hands did not spill his blood. Of course, there's a Canaan, but the town didn't kill him. But they didn't cause his death. No, they didn't kill me. They sold me. Their hands are innocent. They didn't even try to kill me. They sold me. The Cain Kapil Amcha Yisrael says in part Aduma, forgive your nation Yisrael. That means for the 10 sons. The Kapil Lahem Adom. And the dam will be, the dam they wanted, I could have been killed, they wanted to kill me, the Chatkila, that should be atoned for them. Therefore, these men who were now atoning for the sin that they did, they did a complete shuvah, on the kasonis that the father made specifically, and they ripped it up. That was torn, and that they dipped into blood. They ruined the beautiful thing the Father made. Kabbalah Amcha Yisrael says in the Parshas Egla Rufa, atone for your nation Yisrael. Not only were we learning Parshas Egla Rufa, the whole Parshas of Egla Rufa is a story, a mini history of what they did to their brothers. The Kabbalah Hem Hadam, Ba'oznis Fayez Yaakov, then by fire Yaakov was appeased. The Ruach HaKodesh came back to him because they know that nobody in the world knew that they were learning Parshas Egla Rufa, only Yaakov. So he sent them instead of horses. He disconnected the horses from the wagons and put on calves to pull it because calves don't pull big wagons. Horses pull big wagons. But that he knew for sure that this was the wagons that Yosef had sent. It said that Pharaoh sent them? Yeah, after they were out of town, he told the brothers, unhook the horses to put on calves. Okay. Now we get to the next piece. Mem Vav Gimel. The Yomer Anokel Elokei Avicha. And Yaakov was ready to go down to Mitzrayim, and he was on his way. The Yomer, he says, Anokel, I am the God Elokei Avicha, the God of your father. Alpira Merido Mitzrayim. But don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, because I'm going to bring you up. Don't worry. Your Kavuro will be in Eretz Canaan. Don't be afraid that you're leaving Eretz Yisrael. You'll come back. I'll clear up, Meredom is fine. You can go down, but I'll bring you back. The Medrash Lechatov, it says, Omer Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avi, Yitzchak, my father, Bikesh, Loretis, Mitzrayim. He wanted to go down to Mitzrayim, but I'm Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll save it, do not go down to Mitzrayim. Ani Heich, Ani Heich, Ani Yoreh, how can I go down? You told my father not to, and you tell me yes. Yitzchak is not okay. For you, it's okay. Why? He sacrifices karbonos to the God of his father Yitzchak. Hashem prevented Yitzchak. Well, the Redis Mitzrayim, well, Yaakov Sibo, that Yaakov he commanded to go. Don't be afraid. Even though I prevented your father, well, the Redis, to go down, Atoreid, but you have to go down. He can't go down because he's like a carbon. He was like a carbon, bound and almost slaughtered. They can't leave the precincts of Eretz Yisrael because he's on a very high madrega. But you can go down. Avram went down. You can go down, but not the middle for it. Yitzchak, not him. Adam Yesh Lion, you have to look at this. Mamar Ha Medrash Lefichach. It says in the Medrash, therefore he brought carbonos. Yitzchak Zavokim Lekeh Avia Yitzchak. Harvey Zavakum Hainu Shlomim. Zavakum are Shlomim. Hamor Modim Al Simcha. They teach about Simcha. Shlomim is a peace offering. It's not a sin offering like Chatos or Osham. Simcha, the Mazze Osab, what kind of Simcha is this that you're going down, that Yaakov is going down? But you read us Yaakov Avinu Mitzrayim. What was the Simcha that you're going to Mitzrayim? Now I want to tell you something. It doesn't say Yaakov ate. No human being ever ate any carbon before Carbon Pesach. And in Sechtes Zevachim, right in the beginning, it says this carbon is an Ola. Even though it says Zevachim, that's a general name for all carbons, all slaughterings. But the Rilu is the Ola. And it says there, Ramban talks about it. But anyhow, it's a Shlomim. It'd be called the Shlomim, but the Rilu is Ola. But Shlomim, because what's the Shalom? Where's the Shalom? Where's the Simcha? Where's the good times here? You haven't got Mitzrayim. Why do you bring a Shlomim? Tef Masech to Shabbos, Omer Rabayim, Teiti Li Dechi Chazina Tzur Ben Rabbanan to Shalom Masech to. He says, when I used to see the young Tamid Torah scholars, the Shalom Masech day, when they finished their Masech to, Abidna Yom Tov Ben Rabbanan, I made a big party for the rabbis. Like we do when we finish a Masech, we make a scene. Hainam Shalom Shem Masiyam, Dova Mitzvah, when you finish something, Osin Se'udo, you make a Se'udo, Yisa B'meder Shir HaShirim Rabbom, it says in Orach Chaim, Simin Tov Reish Samach Tal, a test, 669, there's a din there. You make a sinner, you have a good time, good news, you say from an accident, you make a sinner, a simcha, a bris, you make a bris, a suda, and a petin yaben, and a bar mitzvah, you make a suda. So, when you finish a masech, you make a suda. He never bris ben a basorim. When Abram was 70, he made a bris ben a basorim. Good as our Kodesh Baruch God decreed. Ger yizarecho, ger yiyah. A stranger you will be, your children, bears lo lehem, a land that doesn't belong to them, which means not Canaan. I knew Gerus Shehi Golus, believe she would. Gerus is a stranger, but it doesn't mean you're enslaved. You're just a stranger. Gam Gozar, he also commanded, but Avdum, they will enslave you. That's the second stage of unfortunateness. The Inuosam, that's the third stage. You will be tortured. The Shibud with slavery, with backbreaking work. We should know that Yitzchak was born 70 years later, the age when Abraham was 100. 30 years after the Bris Ben Absonim, which is 100, his Chino Kiyam Gezerah, they started through the Gezerah of Shal Geirus, of the 400 years of Geirus. And when Joseph went down, there was 190 years used up already, and only had 210 years to go. His Chino Kiyam Gezerah Shal Geirus. The Gerus part was 190. Believe Shibud without any Shibud. Oh, Asha Shosh Yored Yaakov. So Yaakov walked down there, went down there, Avinu the Mitzrayim. She had his chilo of Gezerus as Shibud in slavery. Zeus, Shomi Yaakov, Avi Yitzchak, my father Yitzchak, Bikesh, Lebedish, wanted to go down. Wanted very much to go down. You know why? He wanted to start off right away it'll be 210, but it had to be the 190 first. Hashem told Abram when he was 70. That was 30 years when Yitzchak was born. And from that moment Yitzchak was born, is the same night they went out of Mitzrayim, hundreds of years later. That was 400 years later. And when Yosef went down, it was 210. And the brothers came down, it was 22 years later. Because he was 12 years in jail, and 7 of good years and 2 of the bad. So 9 and 12 was 22 years later. So they took off in the 210 years, 22 years. There's only 188 years to go. The Kayim Gezer Ritz Ben Absorim, Omer Lo HaGadosh Baruch Hu, Altei Reb Mitzrayim, don't go down. Sh'od Lo HaGiyah Zman HaShibud, that time has not started yet. We'll take care of the 190 from your birth, but the 210 it didn't start yet. V'ani, V'ani, Heyech, Ani Yorid, how can I go down now? V'tziva Lo, V'tziva Kodosh Baruch Hu, Loretta's, go down. I knew Shinis Taimu to Kupas the Eris Lolohem Levad. That first part of 190 years, which he doesn't say, but that's what it means here, that already started. In fact, it's ended. With Yaakov going down, that first part is over of the 190 years. So we can be Eris Lolohem Levad. Now it starts Mesechta Chadosho, a new era. Shel Shibud first comes. Geirus, then Shibud, then Inuim. The Chayim B'Yizbuk was walking the broad Karbanos. Karbanos is Simcha Gamrei Shel Masechta. It was a thank, a happiness for the finishing of a period, a era at the Kufon. And Hagol Shel Yemei Yitzchak, that was 190 years over. And actually, the 210 already started 22 years before. Because when he went down, it says he sent Yosef Me'im in Chevron, from the valley of Chevron. Ah, Chevron's on a hill. Amek means the deep, deep Eitz Amuko of Avraham Avinu that Yeshua will be a slave for 400 years, and that 190 is already used up. Now, Amek is exactly 210. He goes the way down and started the 210 years. 22 years later, it was not 210 years ago. It was only 188 years ago. Because 22 years have been used up. 12 years in jail, and 7 years of good, and 2 years of bad is 9. 9 and 12 is 22. So only had 188 years ago. Looks like this. Gavis was 130 years. Shibud was 113 years. And Enoi was 87 years. No. Gavis was 130. Shibud was 183. Enoi is 87. That's together 400. Rav Shlomo Shmuel Hirsch has a different, little different approach. He says the Mitzrayim experience was Gavis, Abnus, Enoi. And he says that there was Gavis was, as soon as they went down to Mitzrayim, till the last one, the lady died, then started about 35 years of Abdus, and then came Shibud, the last 87 years, 86 years, because Miriam was born when it got very, very, very bad. That's why her name is Miriam, Mar, and she was 86 years old when the Mitzrayim was Mitzrayim. So the last 86 years was when they really beat them and killed them. Three periods, Gavis, Abdus, and Enoi. All right. Avoisai, have a good Shabbos, and an easy fast on Sunday, Asara B'Teves. If you want to know the questions and answers to the 10 questions of Asara B'Teves, go to my program, the Shir, Tuesday night. Go turn, hit 21, you go back, hit 21, go back. About 4 Shurim, you're going to get the, or 3, get to Tuesday night. You'll hear all questions and answers on Asara B'Teves. I'll go to Shabbos.